The Mongol invasions of Japan, which are referred to as Genko in Japanese, took place twice, first in 1274, then 7 years later in 1281. The invasions were led by Kublai Khan, who was the grandson of Genghis Khan. Initially in 1266, 8 years before the invasion, Kublai Khan dispatched emissaries to Japan demanding that Japan become a vassal state under threat of war. But each time, the Japanese government sent the emissaries back empty-handed. The first battle, which took place in northern Kyushu, saw the Mongolian army making some fast initial victories, but ultimately losing during the Battle of Akasaka and the Battle of Torikagata. After losing the battle, the exhausted Mongolian army returned to their ships, only to be met with night raids which culminated in the Mongolian fleet having to retreat. During their retreat, however, the fleet was utterly decimated by a typhoon. This divine wind was referred to as kamikaze in Japan. Having had time to lick their wounds and prepare for another invasion, the Mongols set out to invade Japan for a second time. This conflict is usually referred to as the Second Battle of Hakata Bay. It took place 7 years later, and it was on a much bigger scale. This time, the Mongols were coming with over 4,000 ships and a combined force of over 142,000 soldiers and sailors. Again, after a few small victories, the Mongol army was driven back to their ships. While on their ships, the army couldn't attack thanks to Japan's coastal fortifications. And, just as before, the typhoon, dubbed the kamikaze, struck and destroyed the Mongolian fleet again.